a high-stakes match on NXT. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, December 16th, 2020. This update is sponsored by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode with special guest Honey Badger right now, wherever you get your podcasts. Results from Tuesday night's Impact Wrestling are straight ahead in this update, but first, a big showdown tonight on NXT. Pete Dunne will face Kyle O'Reilly. The winner gets a shot at Finn Balor's NXT Championship on the New Year's Evil special on January 6th. Also tonight, Rhea Ripley versus Toni Storm, Karrion Kross returns to action, and Johnny Gargano and Austin Theory versus Leon Ruff and Kushida. It'll be the first in-ring meeting ever between Gargano and Kushida.
AEW.
Kenny Omega is in action on U.S. soil tonight for the first time since winning the AEW Championship. He'll face Joey Janela in a no-disqualification match on tonight's Dynamite. If Janela wins, he gets a shot at the title. Also on Dynamite, Sting will make an appearance. Hangman Page teams with the Dark Order's John Silver and Alex Reynolds against Matt Hardy and Private Party, plus all seven members of the Inner Circle versus Best Friends, Top Flight, Varsity Blondes, and Brandon Cutler.
Impact Wrestling.
Kenny Omega will step into the ring for Impact Wrestling on pay-per-view.
What do you think, boys?
Yeah.
Hard to kill?
Yeah.
We reformed the old Bullet Club.
Oh, I see three of them.
I see three of us. Hard to kill. Yeah, you guys wanted it. We're going to give it to you.
That clip from last night's Impact, it'll be Omega teaming with Karl Anderson and Doc Gallows to face Impact champion Rich Swann and the Motor City Machine Guns. That's at Hard to Kill on January 16th. Gallows returned during a backstage brawl at the end of last night's show. Moments earlier, Anderson beat Chris Sabin in the show's main event. Kiera Hogan and Tasha Steelz also heading to Hard to Kill. They advance to the finals of the Knockouts Tag Title Tournament with a win over Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary. Impact was busy last night making other matches for the coming weeks. Sami Callihan and Eddie Edwards will try to end their lengthy feud on the first Impact of the new year on January 5th. And at Genesis, it will be Moose versus Willie Mack in an I Quit match. That's an Impact Plus exclusive show on January 9th. There was also another appearance on Impact by Tony Khan and Tony Schiavone. Presented as a paid ad from AEW, the two Tonys did have a snarkier tone as they took some verbal shots at Impact. Eric Bischoff was recently asked what AEW can get out of this relationship.
The storytelling opportunity that the relationship with Impact and AEW provides going forward could benefit AEW simply from a storytelling perspective. And if that's the case, it's a brilliant move.
That's part of a new interview with Bischoff by Stephanie Chase for Digital Spy. Sticking with Impact, speculation is swirling around the future of one half of the North. Ethan Page is set to become a free agent on January 1st, but he says no matter where he lands, his tag team and friendship with Josh Alexander will survive.
If the North are to take time apart, that's what I'll say. Yes, and Ethan Page will be a big success, but so will Josh Alexander. And when the time comes, we will come back together, or we'll never split up. This is a decision that the two of us are making.
Ethan Page on BodySlam.net's The Push podcast. Also Tuesday, former X Division and tag team champ Jake Crist announced he's leaving Impact Wrestling. Crist had not been seen on Impact TV since June. EC3 confirms he did test positive for COVID-19.
It sucked a little bit. Some of it wasn't bad. I'm healthy, so I was fortunate. Infected my parents who were visiting me. Whoops. So they had to stay longer.
EC3 speaking with Chris Van Vliet. Ring of Honor announced last week that EC3 was out of Friday's Final Battle pay-per-view. Flamita, Bandito, and Kenny King also forced to stay home due to COVID-19 protocols. Tonight's MLW Fusion has ACH versus Tom Lawler in the semifinals of the Opera Cup tournament. Meanwhile, MLW is looking to get fans back in attendance at its events next year. CEO Court Bauer tweeted that some key markets are being discussed, including two in Florida that he said are at the top of their list. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, December 16th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. So be sure to subscribe to this feed so you don't miss a thing. We also thank you in advance for leaving a glowing rating or review. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.